Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, it's Arrow inside the Arrow.net studio. We are unplugged and totally uncut with Faith the Linus from WOW, Women of Wrestling.
I'm amazing. How are you?
Oh, man, you said the word amazing. That must mean that you live it, because only people who live it know that word.
Yeah, that is right.
Well, we have one thing in common. I'm a third-degree black belt in Taekwondo, and you also are a carrier of that black belt. What has that journey been like?
You know, it's been amazing. I have so much respect for you. That's awesome.
I was just going to say, one of the things that martial artists always carry with them is you know, winning is a choice. It's about positive energy, and you have the choice to either live it or set it aside.
Yep, it's all about mindset, and your body can do so many things. If you think it, you are it.
How did you change personally once that black belt was wrapped around your waist during that ceremony?
Honestly, well, I was 7 years old, actually, when that happened. And as a seven-year-old little girl, I felt very empowered, and it was a lot of hard work. I remember I didn't miss a day of it because I had that my eye on that black belt. And originally, my mom actually introduced me to martial arts because she put me in dance first when I was 2 years old. And I was in the corner not paying attention, doing my own dance moves. So that's when she was like, you need discipline. It'd be cool if you learn self-defense and how to fight. And it just teaches you the confidence and respect that you need throughout life. So, but when I earned that black belt, I felt kind of like a new person. I felt very accomplished as a seven-year-old little girl. and, you know, it just encouraged me to do what I can, do what I want as far as my career, and encourage people and inspire them to do the same.
Well, look at where it's led you. I mean, you're talking about the dancing, and then you go into martial arts, and look where you are now. You're in the squared circle. You're in the ring.
Exactly. Yes.
To be in the moment that you are, I know that the lion is your totem animal. I study Native American spirituality, and when I heard you say that, it was courage, knowing how to act without reacting, and following your heart. That's you.
Yes, exactly. And I'm also a Leo, so that's where my zodiac sign. And I love Native American, the culture in general. I love that as well. So there's so many aspects that have inspired me to become the lioness and go as that protege.
Yeah, because you know, it's like when somebody goes and gets a tattoo. You know, if you're going to put a tattoo of a wolf on you, then you better be walking the path of the wolf. Otherwise, why are you even living it?
Exactly. And I want to get a lion tattoo one day. I'm just waiting for the right time and the right, you know, exactly the right tattoo that I want to get. But eventually I will get that tatted on me.
I just did a movie promotion at the Tiger Zoo. And what they do there is they rehabilitate lions. And what they're doing with these lions is so mind blowing. It's giving them third and fourth chances.
Wow, that's amazing. One day I just want to, like, hug a lion. I always see videos on Instagram of people doing that. Like, I literally want to swim with a cub. Like, that would be amazing.
You being a part of WOW, Women of Wrestling, Saturday nights, everything is happening in that moment of now. What goes through you? Because, I mean, the moment that you lock up with your opponent, oh, my God, you're a completely different person.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, and I'm new to the business. I've only been wrestling for maybe a year and a half, almost 2 years. And like you said, the moment you lock up, the moment is so surreal. And you realize, like, wow, like, this is actually happening. Like, for real. Like, we are here. And, you know, it's very tunnel vision. So everything around me, other than my opponent, like, it's happening. Like, it's crazy. It's so hard to explain even the feeling, because your heart's pumping so fast. The adrenaline's going through your you know, your veins, and it's just a crazy feeling, and I love that feeling, especially when you're done with the match. It's just like, usually I cry, I'm not even gonna lie, I cry after every match, because it's not every match, but I get so emotional because I love it so much, that all that emotion and love and adrenaline, it just, you know, brings the feelings out. So
you're so right about that, because when I would come out of my taekwondo tournaments and things like that, yeah, you go into this, and what I do is I call it post-production blues, because you've given so much of yourself and you've got to let the atmosphere give back to you, and during that moment you're going, okay, get it together, let's make it move, we've got to make sure that we're strong on the inside.
Right, exactly. And honestly, the crying isn't because I'm like necessarily a baby, it's because I feel it's out of passion. Because when you love something so much, it's going to show, you know? So I just feel like it's so overwhelming in positivity. So, yeah.
Do you ever walk up to an opponent, and you're going to think I'm crazy for saying this, before I'd go into a tournament, I'd see who I was going to fight, and I'd walk up to him before the match and just kind of just chuckle at him, like playing a good game of coup.
Honestly, I've never done that. Before every match, I feel like I'm stretching, I'm in a zone. I like to listen to music or even meditation music. I like to just get in a zone and forget everything else in my life that's going on and just be focused in that moment and what I'm about to do.
Speaking of that music, there's no way that you can keep original music from us. Are you putting together an album or anything like that?
Yes, I am. I have many, many written and recorded original tracks that I've written, and I'm so excited to share with everyone. We are packaging everything together, planning, you know, the order of my first album, and eventually we're going to be filming a music video very soon for, I want to film a music video to every song, but, you know, we'll see. But just stay tuned onto my, you know, social media at Real Faith Music, and you will find out there.
There are two huge messages that you bring with you that on this side of the flat screen, I know you're changing people's lives. Number one, don't be afraid to be tall. And number two, it's okay to lose.
Yes, you know, and you can only appreciate the win so much more when you felt the aspect of losing. Because the whole thing for me is when you lose, the important thing is when you stand back up. And most people, they'll get, you know, very cold and bitter because, oh, man, I lost, I suck, all of this and that. But that's not it. The thing is, you should let it motivate you to want to win even more. And being in the entertainment industry my whole life, there is a lot of rejection. You have to have thick skin and, like my character, heart of a lion. So I feel like wrestling very much, you have to know how to lose and you have to know how to fail. That goes for everything. If you're starting your own business to your anyone's career, honestly, you have to know how to fail in order to appreciate the win.
Playing out that storyline, that has got to be one of the most amazing things. Do you get to participate with how it's all going out, writing it down and really saying and sitting down with everybody going, okay, this is the way it's got to go, because I got to protect my image and my ability as well.
You know, no, honestly, we don't really know what's going to happen.
Wow.
So it's just kind of, it's whatever happens, happens, and you learn from it. There's very unpredictable moments that you just have to go with the flow and do what you can to, it's very thinking off like the top of your head and real drama. So you got to just be ready for whatever comes your way.
So how do you handle those when you know, because like you said, you're new to the sport and everything like that, but boy, there's a lot of people on WOW, Women of Wrestling, that have been around for a while. Are they keeping it kind of tame with you, or are they saying things like, when you get up to my experience and by, I mean, because sometimes it can get a little mouthy out there.
There is animosity, but I always come back with positivity.
Nice.
And I feel that you have to just stay in your own lane and appreciate, you know, I love critics, you know, so it's like, give me that advice. Cool. I appreciate it. And usually people get confused by that and they're like, okay, but I really do. I appreciate it because I am new and I'm still learning. So I will take whatever advice I can get. So again, thick skin, it comes with thick skin, and just radiating the positive energy so you could spread it to everyone else in the room. And again, tune in Saturday nights on Access TV.
And not only that, but hook up with you on your social media, because you guys are there too.
Yes. You can find me at Real Faith Music on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, as well as Snapchat. And my wrestling account on Twitter and Instagram is wow_theLioness.
How do you prepare for the promotional side of that? Because, I mean, like over here on the East Coast, we're sitting here watching what you guys are doing on the West Coast. Are you ready to take over the rest of the nation and go on a big tour?
Yeah. That is one of my big dreams that has always been a dream of mine, whether it's with wrestling or music. I want to go on tour and connect and inspire people that they can do and be whoever they want and do whatever they set their mind to.
At your age, with your experience, do you see a podcast about ready to happen so that you can continue that inspiration of all ages, including grandparents?
Oh, most definitely. And I feel, as far as my music and wrestling, I feel like it can relate to all ages, as you said. And I feel it's important to unite the past generations with now's generation and future generations. So the more the merrier, in my opinion.
Well, see, and that's the reason why I like WOW, because, I mean, in the group that we have every Saturday night, we're sitting in a garage watching it on a 54-inch TV. We're all ages inside this watching you guys wrestle.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It creates incredible conversation.
Yes, I'm appreciative of everybody who watches the show, and we couldn't do it without the supporters. So I just want to give a shout out to all the people that watch and tune in. You guys are the reason we're still going, so thank you.
Wrestlers are always focused on that next match. How do you prepare for something that hasn't happened yet?
You know, you just get in the ring, you stay focused, you train every day, you eat right, and block out, like I said before, all the negativity, and really stay in your own lane and know that, just be prepared for anything, and, you know, keeping the body strong and know how to protect yourself.
Man, you got to come back to this show anytime in the future. The door is always going to be open for you, Faith.
I appreciate you so much.
You be brilliant today, okay?
You too.